Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, June 16th, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. Reddit CEO Steve Huffman told The Verge he does not plan to change the API pricing that goes into effect July 1st because of protests. Huffman said, "That's our business decision, and we're not undoing that business decision." More than 4,000 subreddits are still in restricted or private mode as a protest against the API charges that have caused several third-party Reddit apps to decide to shut down. NBC News reported that Huffman planned to institute rules to let users vote out moderators that keep their subreddits dark, and Reddit told Verge that inactive subreddits may be in violation of Rule 4 of moderator policies that require moderators to be active and engaged. Google announced it is shutting down its domain name registrar called Google Domains. Squarespace will take over the business and its assets, so customers of Google Domains will have their registrations transitioned to Squarespace over the coming months. Squarespace says it will honor all existing renewal prices for at least a year. Squarespace will also provide domains for Google Workspace customers going forward. Intel and Micron both detailed plans to diversify their chip production outside the U.S. and China. Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger announced a $4.6 billion chip facility in Poland, and Micron is close to a $1 billion commitment to build a packaging factory in India. Also, despite China restricting Micron's companies from buying Micron products, Micron also announced it will spend $600 million to acquire a packaging facility owned by a third party inside one of Micron's campuses in Xi'an. Mercedes-Benz is testing using ChatGPT to power a voice assistant in its cars. More than 900,000 vehicles in the U.S. will be able to beta test the feature just by saying, "Hey Mercedes, I want to join the beta program." Mercedes says it can be used to handle questions about the driver's destination or apparently get ideas for recipes. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates met with China's President Xi Jinping Friday in Beijing, a few weeks after Tesla CEO Elon Musk met with President Xi. A report from China's Global Times indicates the president and Gates discussed technology development and global challenges like climate change and public health. Gates' philanthropic foundation announced Thursday that it would donate $50 million to the Global Health Drug Discovery Institute, a public-private partnership for drug discovery in Beijing. The UK has approved Amazon's pending acquisition of Roomba maker iRobot. Amazon is still waiting for a decision from European and US regulators. Google filed a lawsuit Friday alleging Ethan Hu created more than 350 fake online listings of businesses and then filled them with reviews from people who didn't exist. Hu then allegedly sold the listings to existing businesses in order to give those existing businesses good ratings. Intel announced its Tunnel Falls quantum processor, meant for research labs investigating quantum computing. Tunnel Falls has 12 qubits. That's quite a bit lower than competing chips like IBM's 127-qubit chip. But Intel's chips are smaller, and it hopes its reputation as a chip maker will help it gain business from financial service companies and big research and development outfits. The University of Maryland is one of its first customers. Quantum computing is still very much in the research stage, but has the promise to dramatically speed up certain kinds of computing, especially in areas involving math. Finally, Amazon officially opened its new headquarters, aka HQ2, in the Washington, D.C. area. The 2.1 million square foot campus in Arlington, Virginia, will house 8,000 Amazon employees. The space was expected to host up to 25,000 workers, but phase two of its construction was paused in March because of economic issues. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.